You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 outbreaks in aged care facilities around the country have forced providers and consumers to seek a way to allow families and carers access to the facilities while minimising the risk of bringing in the virus. There's been extensive public consultation to produce the industry code for visiting residential aged care homes during COVID-19. National Seniors Australia is one of the consumer groups which has endorsed the code. CEO Professor John McCallum says the consumer groups took a conservative approach.
We took quite a conservative position, which we think, you know, was really fair, so that people who are running residential aged care could actually feel as though they're protected. People should be able to, you know, have family in a care home, and it not to be treated as a detention centre, but be treated as a home.
Some providers limited family visits in order to try and prevent outbreaks, but Professor McCallum says this led to a number of unnecessary situations for residents and their families.
Family members were dying without their families being able to come and see them. Family members who had a long history of helping to feed, for example, a demented partner, were now no longer had access. In the worst cases, people were locked in their rooms in residential care, not receiving gifts, not receiving flowers and whatever.
The code aims to put the wishes of the residents and their visitors at the centre of decision-making and ensure their choices are sought and respected. The code says visits may be supplemented with other ways to connect residents and visitors, like window visits or meetings in courtyards or on balconies, giving families greater opportunities to see relatives in aged care facilities. The code also sets out circumstances for longer visits in end-of-life situations. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council Australia is another of the groups which endorsed the code. CEO Mary Patetsos says it was important for FECA to be involved.
Between 25 and 35% of older people that are currently using aged care are people of called background. So the sheer numbers required a consideration of their specific needs, and also high numbers of workforce. Especially people who work as carers in residential care and also as enrolled and, you know, clinical staff of called background themselves. So we've got a workforce issue and also just numbers in care.
Ms. Patetsos says it's critically important for aged care residents to be able to access information in their preferred language rather than receiving an email in English, which will likely reach neither the resident nor their family. The code will be reviewed in 3 weeks to address any implementation issues and to ensure it is responding to current concerns. Patricia Sparrow is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia and says the review is vital.
The review, importantly, makes sure that we don't get complacent about it and we do both things that we say we want to do, which is to connect people and to keep them safe and well.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Connellan, SBS News.